This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything. My family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing.
All right, that's the president. He's talking about the Mueller report, and he's really clamping down on the 2 years that it took for that report to come out and all the rumors about the collusion, all that kind of stuff. So there's disputes, by the way, over the Mueller report. No surprise there, right? Kate Delaney, as we kick things off and roll through yet another week, the final week in March, hard to believe. Boy, that's the first quarter of 2019. Poof, before our eyes. And finally, we thought this thing was coming out at Christmas and wasn't going to crawl into 2019. Did we know it was going to go this long? So the two top cops, so to speak, in the Justice Department have determined that evidence was insufficient to allege President Trump had obstructed justice. And that has some Democrats saying that they're rushing to judgment. And a judgment, there's some say they weren't asked to make. Meanwhile, you heard the president and his allies. They're going to use, of course, the Attorney General Barr's summary of the report as, you know, the hammer against all the critics. Personally, there's no way. I don't see how you could see this as not a win for Trump, but the Democrats say in 2020 it's a win for them. They say the end of the investigation is an advantage for them as well. So, wow. Now what happens after the Mueller report, post-Mueller report, the war is over. And you know what? The war is over. And as Joe Scarborough said, he did an opinion piece in the Washington Post. I don't always agree with what Morning Joe has to say, but I'd agree with that. I mean, listen, you know, this whole thing took so long, and all it was about, all the main thrust of this was about collusion and 2016. So there were indictments, and there were people that fell that were around the president, especially those in the beginning of his administration. But not colluding. Not colluding. So this is a whole different ball game now, since the focus so much was on this is what's going to happen. People were screaming for impeachment. Democrats were arguing among themselves about that. Nancy Pelosi said, you know, forget it. He's not worth it. That's not, she knew. And bottom line is, This is it. And now, thanks to the wrap of this, 2020 really won't be about 2016, which I think is a tremendous win for all of us. We don't have to have that drag on for longer than it needed to, because I thought it dragged on long enough. And yes, it was thorough, obviously, and that's why there's no way, no matter how you feel about the president, yay, you love him, eh, you're not so sure, or you just can't stand where we are as a nation. Bottom line is, the man who leads the country does not face that collusion charge at all. And you have to think, what is the reaction in Moscow to this? You know, what's Putin say? Because you know that they're all over it and they're talking about it. Come on. What are they thinking? All right, here's something else that Trump had to say about this whole Mueller thing, and talked about the treason part of it and also how poisonous it was, I suppose, in the end. Here's what he said.
There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things. I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that people that have done such harm to our country. We've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at.
All right, so there you go. I saw this list, it might have been on Drudge, of how many articles, and yeah, I knew there was a ton. I couldn't even keep track of them. But over 500,000 articles about the Russian investigation. Wow. And then, you know, all the whole thing about treason, collusion of the president, and all of that gets thrown back into the box. Republicans, in the meantime, are blocking thousands of pages long, how much needs to be released. And while all of that is happening, there's something else that was brewing that made it so fascinating of a Monday heading deeper into the week. Michael Avenatti, you remember that name? He's the lawyer who represented Stormy Daniels in her battles with the press. He was charged on Monday with what prosecutors are saying flat out was an attempt to shake down the Just Do It people, Nike, for over $20 million. And he also was hit with a separate embezzlement and fraud charge in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles, eventually arrested in New York. So he was released on $300,000 bond during a hearing in New York. He seemed pretty subdued. And he said, when the due process occurs, I'll be fully exonerated and justice will prevail. That's what he said outside of the court. But the whole gist of this is Avenatti and another lawyer who wasn't named in the court papers, but allegedly is Mark Garagos, met with Nike attorneys and told them they had a client, a former amateur coach, who had evidence Nike employees had bribed top high school players to play for Nike-sponsored college teams. Wow. According to the criminal complaint, Avenatti just said to Nike he's going to go public unless they paid the client $1.5 mil, hired him and the other lawyer to conduct an internal investigation for between $15 and $25 million. Wow. So they really thought they were going to shake down the king of all that is athletic in the world. Listen, we're not going to tell your secret. We want to cover it for you, but you're going to have to pay us $25 million or so, and we'll do that. He also offered to accept a 22-point... You know, let me break it down. He sits in front of somebody at Nike and says, I got three options for you. Here's all the options. And the last option, you could just pay me $22.5 million to be silent. Interesting, isn't it? So, I guess in one call, and they must have been taping these, Avenatti threatened, I'll go take $10 billion off your client's market cap. I'm not effing around, is what he said. Wow. Nice. So, Garagos, who somehow was not slapped in the cuffs or any of this, he's represented celebrities like Michael Jackson, Winona Ryder, currently Jesse Smollett, who is charged with falsely reporting he was the victim of a racially motivated attack in Chicago. Remember that. So why he hasn't been charged, who knows? But this is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. Where does it end up? Who knows? But Avenatti's in trouble. He faces a lot of charges. He could do some serious jail time. Better have a good lawyer. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers deliver to home in person, letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun and arrive.
In the back, and the woman sitting over there on the right side for all your thoughtful emails. You too can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let her rip. So this one from James. Kate, all this nonsense about Russia, I'm kind of, you know, miffed at the whole Mueller probe. I suppose he had to do a thorough job. I don't know that I blame him. The process cost us a bloody fortune, and if the idea was, hey, the president rigged the election, it certainly didn't turn out that way. I think Donald Trump is going to gloat all the way to 2020. What say you? Well, this definitely is a huge moment for him. There's no question. The Democrats, on the other hand, will try to flip it however they can as well. Who is going to be the opponent? What's that going to look like on the other side? Where are we going to be economically? How are people going to sit, even healthcare-wise, in this country in another couple of years? There's a lot of questions because all politics are local. That is a famous saying, after all. Look in your wallet. That's what people care about. It's not that people are greedy, it's that they have to feed their families. So if you're in that middle class and that nowhere's man's land, then if it gets dicey, that's when it starts to get rough for whoever I think is running or who's ever currently occupying the White House. Is there going to be some other scandal, or some of the Democrats going to be embroiled in a scandal. You know how this goes. Things move so quickly and flip over so quickly, it's crazy. But I knew this was going to be clear. How many people, raise your hand, I had those special glasses, did you really think there was going to be collusion? You know, gosh, a lot of people thought there was. Democrat or Republican or independent or whatever. But that's because there was so much speculating over it. There was so much back and forth. There was so much Jared's going down. Donald Trump Jr.'s going. There was so much of that. And sure enough, yeah, 30-plus people go down, in a sense, are charged, all of that. But none of them related to the president. And not the president himself, period. All right, how about this one? This one is from Susan, who says, Kate, it breaks my heart what's happening with these suicides, with these Parkland shooting survival types. I just want to hug them all. It makes me sick to my stomach. We need to ban assault weapons. Yes, I know if somebody wants to do something, they can get you other ways with bombs and everything else. But when you can just rip off so many bullets at one time, I'm not anti-gun. I just don't think we need assault weapons. Maybe things like this wouldn't happen, and it would be so much harder to do something else nefarious. Either way, something has to be done to help survivors. You know what? I think it is the saddest story I've heard over the last 2 weeks. So, of course, what happened was, you know, you had... What happens is you got to think about this. Imagine your best friend doesn't escape a hail of bullets by some sick, wicked nutball, but you do. And this is you're in high school. This is your buddy. This is your confidant. This is your best friend. I mean, it's going to damage you. It's going to take its toll. So Sidney Ayala, 19 years old, lost a good friend to the Parkland rampage and just, guess, you know, really struggled with it, with her mother said, with PTSD, the whole thing after it. It was so sad to hear that story and to see her beautiful young face, and, you know, just couldn't do it. And then the body of a male student at the Parkland school was found of an apparent suicide. Same thing. So you have two deaths, you have other kids at high risk who are thinking about suicide or attempting suicide, and, you know, they had an emergency meeting at Parkland. What can we do? First responders, police, everyone, you know, what can we do to help these kids? What do we do? How, you know, call in every expert. We did that before, but what can we do? What else can we do? And I was just reading this, that there is, they say that there is questions you can ask to determine whether someone is really at risk for suicide and whether immediate action is needed, because that slippery slope is tough. You know, you hit the anniversaries, and like I said, you have these best friends, and I can't imagine. Like, I think you think of your own life. That's what you do. You think of your own life and imagine being in that scenario. Oh. And they do say that things that you want to do, I mean, it's like suicide warnings, is mood swings, showing rage, talking about revenge, isolation, sleeping too much or too little, agitated, reckless behavior, using more alcohol or drugs, talk a lot about being a burden on people, feeling trapped, unbearable pain, hopeless, you know, that kind of stuff. And of course, buying a gun, searching for guns online, that kind of thing. It's got to be hard for the people around them trying to encourage them, because there's only certain things you can say or do. And oh boy, it is a tough one. It is, honestly. This was an interesting mailbag because you had so many people that really want to talk about the Viking cruise. So I got this from Ned, and I got this one from Jake. So I'm going to go to Jake's. Jake said, I never want to be on a floating barge where I pay a bunch of money so I can just eat and pray I don't get the norovirus or I have to be airlifted off of that floating tub. Man, I can't believe it. Did you see the Viking Sky cruise ship, one of the newest ships out there, and in these waters where it looked like it was going to sink and seemed like it was going to go upside down? That video was frightening to see. People looked pretty panicked to me, and those waves were pretty high. Kate, what do you think? I don't want to go on a floating barge either. I love the water. I love it. But I'd rather be in a ski boat in calm waters. I don't know. I'd seen those people in the life jackets and the open decks and the human chains to distribute the life jackets. The ship was leaning close to the water. That would scare me. People were saying that they were trying to find Wi-Fi to say goodbye to people. They thought the ship was going to sink because it was listing and the engines were done. And when you have waves that are reaching to the second floor 30 feet and you're at 45 degrees, you could fall if you miss a step. I mean, that's, you know, the lifeboats, they couldn't use them. They didn't have any power, so they couldn't be moved. The seas were too rough anyway. You weren't going to dump a bunch of boats in there and say, okay, just go dive into the boat. I mean, that would be like the Titanic. They airlifted 470-some passengers out with five or four helicopters in the dark. Can you imagine that? You're standing there on this deck, and it's wind is flying, waves are crashing, and you're flying up on a helicopter. And the crew members said some passengers rushed to be airlifted. They didn't care. They thought the ship was going to sink, and they said, screw it, I'll fly in the wind. I don't care. On a hook. I feel much safer that way. The good news is the passengers and crew members survived. Some passengers were injured in the chaos pretty badly. There was somebody on a stretcher that had a broken neck. One person was in critical condition. There were other people that were hospitalized. And they're trying to clean this up. I mean, it's a mess. Things flew everywhere. And the ship was supposed to go it was a cruise to Scandinavia and Germany. Supposed to leave on Wednesday. It was canceled. Yeah. So who knows what happens next with that. I guess you just have to ask yourself that. Cruises used to seem so safe. You hardly ever heard about anything. But now it's kind of a different story, isn't it? Hey, coming up, we're going to introduce you to a cool guy, Lynn Sheldon, who has a book called Namby Pamby, No More Namby Pamby. He says men are floating around out there looking for a lifeline. He's got a solution. And then Betty Thompson coming up on Forbes Books at Bedtime. Hang through, everybody. See you in a few.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He used to represent lots of high-profile clients, including porn star Stormy Daniels. Now attorney Michael Avenatti needs a lawyer for himself. Avenatti under arrest in New York after the U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna in L.A. and the U.S. Attorney in New York City, Jeff Berman, filed federal charges against him.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
Now, the charges include bank and wire fraud and extortion. Avenatti accused of trying to extort $20 million from sneaker giant Nike.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been.
President Trump at the White House reacting to being cleared in Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio. Oh, Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a talented agent. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Of a book I've ever heard. Lynn Sheldon joins us, and the name of his book is No More Namby Pamby. Hey, Lynn, thanks so much for popping on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time.
So, you know that this is, I know what it's about, and I've read it, but you know that this conjures up all kinds of images for people. So, we got to talk about the title. How'd you come up with that title?
Well, one day I was out talking with God. I have a ministry called Godfire Revival and Discipleship Outreach, but really wasn't going anywhere. My board had all come down with some kind of a, everybody on my board was hit with something, so we had an attack. And I'm standing alone, and I'm saying, okay, God, you give me an excuse that I can give to you that you can shut this down. His answer was, quit being a namby-pamby. And I never used that term. I just heard it from him, so I went in and looked it up, and it said weak and affected person. It's from a 1725 play. And so, in other words, he said, I want you to be courageous. I want you to stand. And so I began to think this could be a book. And so anyway, God took me to a verse that told me to... It was in 1 Corinthians 16:13 through 14, to be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong, and do everything in love. And those became the sections for my book. It all happened one evening, and then I just started writing. I didn't know where I was going to go with it. I never do know where I'm going to go with anything. I never do an outline. I just listen to God and just start writing.
And, you know, it's interesting. I think one of the takeaways is what you alluded to is an attack on men and not being afraid to take a stand. Where are we right now in our society when it comes to men?
Well, if you look about it, there's only certain people you can attack today, and everybody plays the victim. And so they play the victim, and then they attack us, and if we attack them back, we're haters. So what happens is they've chosen men, specifically white men, and also Christians, to be their targets. And so what I'm writing in this book is this: men, you don't have to give up who you are. As far as being men, you don't have toxic, you know, you're not toxic. So what you need to do is this, is start looking to what Christ is about. Look at how to walk with him. And I guarantee you, people will love you because you will be kind. You'll have love in your heart, but at the same time, you don't have to give up your masculinity. Your masculinity is not causing you to be a bad guy. Your masculinity is what God has given you. But what causes you to be a bad guy is that you think manhood is putting a woman in bed every day. Or how many women can you get to bed? And so we have this skewed vision of what manhood is, and basically, that's not what God has called you to be. And so that's what this book is about. It's for young men, I'd say 16 to 35. And what it does is it teaches them from a father's perspective, talking to his son, how to be a godly man. And, you know, people who have read this book have written me and said, I didn't know what it meant to be a Christian man. And of course you don't. All you do in most churches is go to church, have pizza parties, you know, do whatever case may be, make it fun, and that's it. Then you go off to college, the professor pounds you about what atheism is all about, and you shouldn't be listening to those Christian parents of yours. And so 60 to 70% of those that go to college end up never going back to church again. So we're not preparing them, but this book will tell you what a Christian man is all about.
Wow, 60 to 70% don't return. That means that there's a strong pull once you're out in the world, and some of that too is looking at who do you look up to, who are the heroes. Those are some of the questions you ask, right?
Oh, absolutely. If your heroes are rappers, people who do things that are—I mean, not all rappers are bad. I'm just saying if they're the kind of gangster rappers who use foul language, every other word, and then you also have people that are movie stars that, you know, live like the devil, you're not getting the right heroes, okay? You're not watching the right people. So you need to look at folks that reflect Christ. Those ought to be your heroes. One of my heroes is my dad. Although my dad wasn't a Christian until late in life, he had Christian values. Another hero is Dr. Ben Carson of mine, is a hero of mine. I read his book, and I have watched his movie, and it so moved me from where he came to where he is now, and never played the victim. His mom was there for him all the time. He didn't have a dad. And I tell you what, he is one of my heroes, but he's also a godly man. Those are my type of heroes.
Yeah, and we're talking, Lynn, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but we're talking with Lynn Sheldon. The name of the book is No More Namby Pamby, and we're talking about, so pick up that book at Amazon. We're talking about heroes, like you said, and I love that you talked about your father, and you say that he didn't really find God even till later on, but that he had those values and passed them on to you. And that's, and for people reading this book, and as you say, you know, 18 to 35 years old, especially those men who are lost and are trying to find their way, a lot of them don't have those fathers to look up to, right?
That's exactly right. That's why I wrote it that way. You're exactly right. Well, let me give you an example. Let's say that you're a man We talk in this book how Satan tempts you. We talk in this book about how to get your spiritual armor on so you can stand against the devil. But the devil's done a very good job. He's cut what we call the belt of truth by coming into the church and saying there is no truth. And you would be surprised, but almost 50%, depending on the age group, as high as 50% of those that go to church do not believe in absolute truth. And if you don't do that, you're going to be all over the place. And one of the things I do when I talk to people, as I talk to young people, I say, look, let me do this for you. Somebody give me your cell phone. Okay, well, I'm going to drop this on the floor. And they go, no, you can't drop that on the floor. And I say, well, why not? I believe it's going to float. No, it'll fall. So you're telling me there's a truth. There's gravity, isn't there?
Mm.
And we know that if we throw something, it's always going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we lived in a world where gravity didn't care and we didn't know if we were going to come down or we're going to stay up in the air.
Wow. You know?
But that's how we treat truth. But truth is truth, and that's because it's repeatable. And so therefore, when you cut that, though, all of a sudden you can start making up truths, and then you force people to come along with those truths, and society just begins to be in and turns into anarchy, where there's no foundations anymore. And that's really what we're seeing. What we're seeing today, like in the political realm, it's not politics, but Satan has put moral issues into the political realm, and therefore pastors are afraid to talk about it because they might lose their 501c3. And men have been shut up because, after all, you're all haters. You're all white haters or whatever the case may be. And so, therefore, men don't have a voice. And it's like those that felt oppressed are now the oppressors. And that's not the way men ought to live. So then we either, well, I got to become more like a female, or I've got to do this, or I've got to. No, you be a man and you take a stand. And when you take a stand, it might hurt. I got this quote that I think is one of my favorite quotes. It says here, to go against the dominant thinking of your friends, of most of the people you see every day, is perhaps the most difficult act of heroism you can perform. In other words, you can stand. It may cost you, but you take a stand. And you don't allow them to reshape you into their image. You be the image that God has made you to be, the man that God made you to be. And if you learn the godly principles, you'll be that man. You know, I've had a lot of women read this book, and one of them even read it four times. And I said, why? And I realized what it is it's the man they want to find. The man they want to find, but they can't find him. I have a daughter that's single, and she's looking for a nice guy. She really wants to have a nice guy, but every guy that asks her out, you know what the question is. Let's go to bed, you know. And she said, no, not doing that. That's not me. And so she said, Dad, you can't find a nice guy today. And it's really scary how we've allowed our men to drift so far away from godly principles.
Boy, no kidding. And we're speaking with Lynn Sheldon. No more namby-pamby. There's a lot of tweetable moments, ironically, in what he's saying, and I love it. So we have like a minute left. What do you hope people take away from this?
Well, I just want young men to stop trying to please the world. Find out what God would have them be and start being the man God created you to be. And then you won't have to worry about the world says, because you will be more concerned about what God says to you. And that's the key, really is. That's the key. And I wanted to let people know, if they want to find this book, it's on, they go to Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Sheldon Books, okay,
.com. LynnSheldonBooks.com.
LynnSheldonBooks.com.
We got it. Lynn, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, too.
Yeah.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
Welcome to your nightly fix of Forbes with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So fascinated by our next guest, I have to tell you, I actually was looking at the numbers, no joke, and my coffee slipped out of my hand today. I'm going to tell you why in a second. Betty Thompson joins us. She is the chief people officer for Booz Allen, one of the best known consulting firms, of course, in the world. And looking at that title, chief people officer, and then looking at the numbers of people at Booz Allen, we're talking about 24,000 employees. 24,000 employees. Greg, that's incredible. More than one-third of the workforce veterans, including dozens of senior leaders. But I'm not done yet. 11,000 employees have master's degrees. 10,000 plus have professional certifications. And about 70% have security clearances of some sort. 900 plus PhDs, more than 800 data scientists. Wow, I'm exhausted just thinking about that. So, Betty, welcome. And what's it like to be the chief people officer for this kind of a big, incredible team?
Well, thank you for that. I'm bowing because it really is an honor to have the role that I have in a firm like Booz Allen. And we're very proud of the numbers that you talked about. And quite honestly, there are more great numbers that I could talk about. But it is an exciting place to work as a human resources professional, because everything that we do is about the people and creating the benefits, the compensation, the programs, the experience that we want all of them to have so that they can be at their absolute best, that they can show up as their authentic self, and they can do just incredibly amazing and important work for our clients. So it is a daunting task given all of the challenges that we continue to hear about the war for talent that is certainly real, particularly in the technology fields with the low unemployment. It's a challenge every day, but that's what gets me excited to come to work every day.
Well, what fascinates me, Betty, you know, as I was getting ready for the interview, I was really reflecting on how in your job and with your firm Booz Allen, most companies are producing something and using their people to do it, right? So you're producing products or services that go through all these different kinds of R&D, and there's a factory, or, you know, there's all these other functions of the business to ultimately have a product for the customer. But at Booz Allen, your people are your product.
That's exactly right. And what we produce is results for our clients. Solutions help them solve really tough problems, and it is all about just the people that we have, their hearts and brains that come to work and go to work for our clients.
You recently wrote a story. March is Women's History Month, and you recently wrote a story for the Booz Allen blog called Trailblazing with a Purpose, stories about unsung women who persevered and lessons all future torchbearers can learn. Tell us about the story and what originally motivated you to write it.
We thought about it as a topic around these unsung heroes that it was particularly important during Women's History Month, because it was an opportune time to tell the stories of these amazing women that most people really don't know about. Most of us know about the African-American women who made significant contributions to the space program thanks to the movie Hidden Figures. But there really are so many more women, and particularly trailblazers in the fields of technology, that we wanted to make sure that their stories were told and hope they continue to be told well beyond Women's History Month, because there are studies that show that giving credit to female leaders can help advance women into leadership, because you can't model what you don't see. Young women, young girls can't understand that these are possibilities for them, that these are careers that they could pursue, things that they could achieve, if they don't see women that have gone before them and blaze their own trail. So it's really about finding inspiration in these stories and motivation for women and young girls, as I said. And the other is to open up the aperture for men so that they can see the possibilities and that women are capable of achieving these things.
Wow, I'm so glad you said that about being able to see the modeling of it and really realizing what's possible for female leaders, but also that it's the same thing for men to see that. Why do you think that's so important, Betty, especially in these times?
Well, there is a real gap in diversity, particularly in the technology field. And women don't enter the field in the same numbers. And they also, even if they enter, they don't stay. And it's often because they are the only woman in there and they don't feel welcome. It's not an experience that they are thriving in. And so it's important for men to see that women are capable, that they should not only have a seat at the table, but they should have a voice at the table, and that they can add very valuable contributions. The diversity around the table, whether it's the boardroom or a team meeting, has shown that you get better ideas, better performance, higher profits, and everyone benefits from that. And for men to be able to see that and embrace that and understand that there are challenges that are different for women, and that they need to be active in sponsoring women and supporting them, because, again, it is a shallow talent pool, and the deeper we can make it by embracing all types of people in this will benefit all of us.
You know, as the lone man on the call, I think your message is a perfect one. So, for instance, if you're a man in the business world and you hear that March is Women's History Month, our first reaction may be, well, that's for another group. But what you're saying really drives home the point that, no, it's really for all of us. We all benefit when we all embrace each other and get the best that all of us have to offer. And I'm always staggered when I hear about the statistics about what happens when women join boards in higher numbers, what happens when women get greater leadership roles within companies. Companies are transformed by that. So it's the right thing to do for many, many reasons, including it's just the bottom line, right answer for your business.
It absolutely is. And I can tell you at Booz Allen, we've been on our journey to ensure that we were embracing diversity and that we were having people that others could see as role models higher in the organization. And we currently have 58% of our leadership team is women, and with ethnic diversity, 82% diversity on our leadership team of 11 people. We also have our board is, we have 12 members of our board, 5 are women. So we are one woman away from having gender parity on our board, which is pretty unique, but it has added such benefit to the firm, and it does help us attract women and minorities because they see that it's a place where they can be successful. I mean, one of the women that we profiled in the piece that we wrote, Bessie Blount Griffin, she was an amazing woman, but she couldn't find a place in the United States where she was welcome and embraced and could actually be successful. And so she went to other countries to do that. And that's what will happen to companies is if they don't embrace and people don't see themselves and role models, they won't come to those companies. Mm. That's how important it is.
Wow, 58% in leadership, almost gender parity on the board. I have to tell you, Betty, because I delve into this with a lot of the research I do in my speaking career, and that's incredible. And I hope people are listening to that because I have not heard that in very many companies. I would imagine that some people will start to reach out to you and ask you how to do that.
I've actually had a fair number of people reach out and ask us about that, and I feel like we are very proud of it. We probably need to talk louder about it because it was a real effort that we worked on. It was very deliberate. It didn't happen by accident. I've been at Booz Allen for 11 years, and when I came in, there were no women on the board and there were no women on the leadership team. And we, over time, with Ralph Schrader, who's the chairman of our board, and Horacio Rozanski, who is our CEO and president, we worked together and committed to that level of diversity that we were trying to achieve. And it wasn't in any way giving anything up or sacrificing the quality. It was a matter of really being deliberate and saying this was important.
Wow. Betty, we are almost out of time, so can we have you back on for another segment?
I would love to.
All right, Betty Thompson, the Chief People Officer for Booz Allen. We'll see her again on our next segment here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.